My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, today we're going to talk about 7 underrated marketing channels because we want to give you an opportunity to expand beyond Facebook, Google, Amazon, and all these other big channels, right? So look, there's a lot of opportunities out there. Just depends on who you're looking for. I think from a B2B perspective, it seems fairly obvious, but it's still really underrated. Keep in mind, when I mentioned LinkedIn as an underrated marketing channel, you have to understand that Microsoft owns them. And when you have one of the biggest companies in the world backing you, they're constantly making the ad platform better. And, you know, even though the cost might be high, maybe you might be saying, hey, the cost per click is super high, but you know, you want to look at your down funnel metrics. Is your cost per acquisition actually a lot better than the other channels? Are you a lot more cost efficient that way? So LinkedIn, I think, very strong from an organic standpoint, but also from a paid standpoint as well. And, you know, I was talking to a friend the other week and he just draws pictures on his iPad. I'm oversimplifying this right now, but he'll get like 500 or 1,000 people liking it and commenting on it and just gets a lot of free reach that way. And he gets a lot of leads just doing LinkedIn.
Yeah. Another underrated marketing channel that I love is Twitter. You can't get the volume that you're looking for, but you can get access to really influential people and successful people from a monetary standpoint that have quite a bit of power. And it's one of the best networks for that. I haven't been able to replicate that from LinkedIn or any other social network, but Twitter has amazing people that you can end up connecting with through advertising. The one thing to note with Twitter, though, is Twitter just will never scale the way you're going to want to scale. So just keep that in mind, and you just have to be okay with that.
Yeah. And so number 3 from my point of view, and by the way, I love Twitter. I've probably connected with probably the most powerful people. If I'm looking at it from a volume perspective, it is actually through Twitter, to Neil's point. And Twitter actually just came out with a new guide today as of this recording with a breakdown of all their different ad formats, because it's actually fairly confusing to use. So anyway, hopefully that makes it easier for people. So number three from my side is direct mail. So what's old is now new again. And with the advent of services like audience.co, which allows you to create, which has robots writing handwritten messages, people like that direct touch, right? Like when you actually touch something versus just kind of seeing something, it's a different type of experience. So I think direct mail is making a comeback. And especially if you're looking to target an older demographic, direct mail seems to, not seems to, it makes a lot of sense.
Number four, Snapchat. If Instagram were ads work for you, Snapchat ads should just work just as well. And your costs will be much, much lower. It works extremely well for e-commerce or anything lead gen that's B2C.
Yeah, number five would be podcast advertising. So you're listening to a podcast right now. Still, I think there's under 2 million podcasts in the world. And I think someone uncovered this, maybe like 25 or 30%, maybe more of the podcasts in the Apple podcast section don't have more than one episode, which is crazy. And so I think it's still very much a blue ocean right now. Audio is continuing to get stronger and stronger. So I actually talked to a guy named Jordan Harbinger, and he's spending a lot of money on podcast ads right now to grow his podcast, right? And you see some of the biggest brands out there spending money. It's a branding play at the end of the day. Don't expect too much direct response type of like the numbers you're seeing with like a Facebook or a Google as an example. But if you want a brand, I think podcasting is just super strong. So
last but not least, Pinterest ads. So if you haven't checked out Pinterest in a long time, you should check them out. Not too many people talk about them anymore because they're publicly traded. Funny enough, when they're private, everyone's like, ah, Pinterest is blowing up. It's still blowing up. It's still growing. They released their version of quote unquote Instagram Reels where you can pin together like 20 stories and stuff like that. You should check it out. But it's a great place to advertise. And I've also got sales from them from B2B and B2C, right? So not just B2C, but also B2B has done extremely well for me on Pinterest.
All right, number seven, the last one, last one would be text. So trying to drive your community to, you can use community.com or there's a lot of other text platforms you can use. We actually use Community. Understanding that open rates are still fairly high when it comes to text, probably 90%+ right now. It's just a good way to connect with people and to rally people, especially if you're using something like community.com. If you're in a certain area, let's say, you know, Neil and I were in Vegas or we're in LA, we can geotarget a certain area and say, hey guys, we're doing a meetup right now. So I think having that personal touch point is powerful. Whether it's you're collecting a list of, to me, it's like another email list, right? Being able to broadcast to people and get them to take an action. So that is it, everyone. Go to marketingschool.io/live because that's LIVE, because Neil and I, we're bringing back the live events in September and we have a lot of applications already to sort through. Excited to actually get to see people in person again. So marketingschool.io/live and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.